I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. We're thinking about the idea of reframing the challenges you face in a given day. We leave for work, we get to work, and we realize there's difficult things we have to do. Maybe the entire day is going to be taken up doing those things. And it's so easy to complain about that and to think, gosh, when this is over, or if I just didn't have to do this, things would be so much better. But what God calls us to do is reframe all of the challenges we have and see in those a blessing. And it really is true. That sounds like a cliche, but we have to say, is this happening to me or is this an opportunity for me and to serve? And we need to rethink things and say, this is an opportunity and a gift, even when it's a challenge.
Mm. I think of the weightlifter who's maybe lifting weights and thinking, oh, this is so heavy. It's awful. No. He's thinking, I'm lifting weights. It's making me stronger, right?
Right.
And that's how we should go into every challenge. And that's not going to change the nature of our challenge, but it changes who we are in the midst of that challenge. I was in Estes Park recently and we were driving in a cloud and it was just awful. I mean, it was just, we couldn't see anything. There was cliffs everywhere. Well, we summited above these clouds. It was the same cloud, but from the other side of it, I'm at 12,000 feet hiking and looking down on this lake of cloud. It's the same thing, but it was beautiful from that different perspective. We need a little of this divine perspective of life, right? God's calling us to see from his eternal perspective that the challenge that we're in, it will pass, and it's a gift to make us stronger and to be a blessing in the midst of it.
And even though we know as followers of Jesus to do this, in the midst of that time, it's so easy to curse the darkness. It's so easy to think, I hate this part of my job, but to realize that God knows where you're at and to see that as the avenue to something better. Mm. Is the difference between what feels like a miserable task or day or week or job versus a purposeful one that's filled with opportunity.
You know, most of what Paul wrote about how to have a good attitude, he wrote from prison. So I'm thinking he probably wrote this because he was grappling with it himself in those moments. And I love the intro to his letters from prison. He's awaiting his own beheading. And he didn't write, you know, I, Paul, conquered. I, Paul, prisoner of Nero. He writes, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. The framing for his circumstance was larger than the pain of the trial he was in. And he was awesome in the midst of it because of that.
And we talk about thy will be done and God's will is good. It really is. That's something that's literally true. And just because we're in the hard part of that doesn't mean it's not good.
So let's pray. Lord, help us to do as Paul wrote we should do from prison. Set your hearts on things above. And help us to have your eternal perspective in our momentary challenges so we could be the people you want us to be in the midst of it all. Amen.
Amen.